Tyrone's inspired second half flourish earned them a vital win at O'Neill's Healy Park as substitute Darren McCurry and full forward Derek Canavan exploded into action with a classy display of finishing. Former All-Star McCurry hit 8 points after coming off the bench at half-time, easing the relegation worries that had been building in the Red Hand County. And it was Canavan's 47th minute goal that put daylight between the sides, and McCurry did the rest. The pre-match loss of top scorer Ryan O'Donoghue was followed by the early departure of injured Diarmuid O'Connor after just 5 minutes, and it was Tyrone who eased ahead through Canavan. Killian O'Connor, a late replacement for Aidan O'Shea, hit the target twice from frees, with Stephen Cohen adding a brilliant score. With Rory Brickenden and the Hessian powering forward, Mayo were getting their traditional running game going, and it paid off after 23 minutes when Matty Ruan threaded a pass to Hessian in front of goal. Cormac Quinn's rash talon on Hessian earned him a black card, and a double blow saw Brendan Cawley award a penalty which O'Connor crashed to the right-hand corner of the net. Mayo led by 1-4 to 4 points at the interval, but Tyrone wasted no time in clawing it back, with McCurry and Canavan both hitting the target within 2 minutes of the restart. Pressing the Mayo kick-out, Tyrone were a transformed side, going level through substitute McCurry, and they sliced through the visiting defence for Peter Hart to drill a low shot just wide. Now the Mayo rearguard looked much less assured, very much on the back foot, and when they did get forward, Diarmuid Duffy thought he had regained the lead with a point, but Morgan plucked the ball from a foot above his crossbar. They did go back in front with a sweetly struck free from goalkeeper Rob Hennelly, but Canavan's superb 47th minute goal had the Ulster side three clear. Tyrone were able to find pockets of space off their fast break from deep, and another couple of McCurry James had them six clear. Boss McStay went for O'Donoghue, who pulled back a point following his 48th minute introduction, but Mayo were struggling to swing the game back in their favour as Tyrone maintained their intensity going forward. Fergal Boland also found the target, but the renewed energy of a fired up Red Hand side saw them close down the threat and counter again from McCurry to twist the knife. Final score: Tyrone 115, Mayo 111.